The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
A quickie, huh?
A quickie.
Oh, yeah.
Buffet strategies, Sam X and condoms. Buffet strategies, Sam X and condoms. What was your strategy at the buffet? Very important to attack the buffet with gusto, yet poise. We heard some great ways to go around the buffet table and get maximum bang for your buck. Also, Samantha X was in. We chatted about sex and sobriety. And also, what's the best condom out there, guys? I'm back in the latex game. Get around me. Enjoy the quickie.
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie.
About to chat buffet strategies. Yeah, that's warranted. That is a warranted dramatic sound effect because anyone who's just rocking up to a buffet on a whim thinking, I'm sure I'll feel some hunger pangs around 5:30 when I hit the buff. Well, I've got news for you. You're doing it wrong. There are certain strategies and techniques in place that people are using all around the world in the lead up to the buffet. This may be 48 hours pre-buff. Maybe a 24-hour pre-buff program.
48 hours, that's a bit dramatic. You just need to not eat maybe a meal before the buffet.
Excuse me. This will not be low-level buffet strategies. Oh, just skip lunch, guys. Easy, done, sorted. No. There's a great Reddit thread that's getting around where people sort of sharing their moves, their strategies, their plays in the lead-up to the buff. And let me tell you, plenty of people are planning 48, 72 hours out. How spedsky. 10 hours ago, wrote on the thread, what a noob. This is level one. Eat until full, then dessert. No, I mean, it's a move.
He's not wrong, though, because you can eat so much savoury and be like, I'm going to spew, but then go, ding, ding, always room for dessert.
Yeah, it is true. When you switch up the taste buds, isn't it? You go from the salty to the sweet.
All of a sudden, a
new air pocket opens up. There's someone else, and I don't mind this one. This is more than a feeling. 62 has written 1.5, this is obviously American, 1.5 gallons of water the day prior. Fast, with the exception of carbonated beverages, all the way until showtime. Yes! Yeah!
He has been to a few buffets in his time.
Yeah. Let's talk buffet strategies on 13, 10, 60. I think that's where it needs to go.
I want to know your buffet strategies. What's your strategy at the buffet? Strategy. Share your tips and tricks about how you fit more in your stomach at the buffet.
Yeah, a bit of buffet strategy on 13, 10, 60. So my most frequented buffet hotspot is the Sizzler Salad Bar. And
you've told me about this. You still haven't taken me there. I'm quite mad.
You and I still need to hit up the Sizzler Salad Bar before it goes extinct forever. But I'll always just do a sneaky stomach liner with some soup beforehand.
Soup to line the stomach?
Yeah, you go to the soup bar first because it gets hot. No, it's because it's hot. It's hot, hot.
Have a nice tea.
Hot soup. Nah, it's hot soup. And what the hot air of the hot soup does is it expands your stomach sack so you can get an extra plate in.
Is this like medically certified or you've done your research? This is just your own choice.
Mm. I think if I say yes to all three of those questions, it'll speed up the conversation. Yeah, absolutely. And then you start going for the salads. Obviously, you leave the cheese toast behind. You maybe just pocket that in your pockets. Don't fill up with the cheese toast. Any frequent sizzler knows that one. But it's the warm soup stomach warmer to expand it like a hot air balloon.
See, I feel like I'm a bit of a rookie. I'll go straight to the cheese platter kind of board. You know, there's a lot of the cheese just hanging around at some buffets. I just go straight to the cheese and crackers. And you know how filling like a big hunk of brie is. So then I don't really get my money's worth because I've just gone full Monty on the cheese.
Right. So there's not really a strategy at all. It's more like buffet suicide for you. You just think, what's going to fill me up as quick as possible so I get least bang for buck? A silver lining, I can't say. I know how gassy you get when you have a nice soft blue vein in you. So maybe you can clear a bit of space for a few jelly desserts.
I let off a few rippers.
Look, I'm disappointed. I think Shuey Louie needs a few more buffet strategies instead of just hocking cheese down, wax and all. 13, 10, 60, what's your strategy at the buffet? Ross, hello.
How are you, mate?
Yeah, good. Now, I've heard about you around the buffet. There's an initial scope I believe.
I'm an absolute connoisseur. And to take your point, you said there's no buts about it. Every buffet I've been to, there's plenty of buts about them. Don't you worry about that. And big ones.
There's a few morbidly obese people that are just there for dinner.
Yeah. But at the end of the day, you go for the things first you can't afford in real life. The prawns, you know, the crab legs, all that sort of stuff. I see people wasting time on mashed potato and pasta. Yeah. You know, I heard you talk about dim sims. You get a dim sim for $2. Don't waste your time and effort.
Ross knows what's up.
I deserve that. I deserve to be publicly named and shamed with me dim sims because you're right.
You can get the soup down at the Salvo Soup Kitchen for nothing. You know, don't waste your time.
Okay, no. May I say the soup is not for enjoyment. It's to inflate the stomach. But I'm picking up everything else, Ross. You've got to think financial in this day and age as well. What can you get away with? How do you eat more money's worth than what you paid at the buffet? I'm hearing you loud and clear, Roscoe. Love it.
No shame is one way you've got to go in there. Absolutely no shame. But I see a lot of foreign tourists at the breakfast buffet gearing up for lunch.
Just Ross, no shoes, prawns in hand, no shame. Love it. Tash on 131060, buffet strategy.
Hey, guys. I find that I just don't do carbs that day before.
Oh, yeah, smart. Nice. You don't want to line the stomach with a big pasta the night before.
Well, I was going to ask that. Is that to clear way for the carbs on the day, or is that so you feel less guilty consuming all the carbs on buffet day?
Oh, it's probably both. It's kind of like, you know, when people train for a marathon, so they have to, like, you know, do their exercising and in the lead up to doing it. Mm-hmm. So I guess, yeah, if you don't do carbs the day before, it's kind of like you're kind of participating in your own Hunger Games, aren't you?
Yeah, great. I love that Tash
Everyone's
is cutting weight. Cutting
way
weight before fight night. In the sauna for 2 hours just before you hit the buffet. I highly recommend it. Taylor, wrap this up on 131060. Buffet strategy, you got one?
Yeah, I wrap up the dinner rolls and put them in my handbag so I don't fill up on them.
Yeah, nice. I like that. Good
thing. Genius!
Because you know where your heart lies. You know that you want the dinner rolls at some point, but there's no way. That's how they get you. Just a big fat dinner roll in the middle of the show. Go on. You know you want that.
Just
yeah, I do want that. I'll be having that later, thank you. Buffet strategy's nice.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lake and Lake Show quickie.
Samantha X, sex and sobriety.
Back for another week, sex and sobriety. We do it every Wednesday with Samantha X, the on and off, not so full-time / part-time when she feels like it escort now, which is good. Well, that's good.
It's
get
good.
Paid for sex. Far out. If I was an 11 out of 10 blonde like you, I'd never get anything done.
Oh, you're so cute.
I'd be so rich.
Yeah, you would be doing it 24 hours a day.
I would. We also talk about sobriety as well. Samantha X nearing 1 year sober. Me nearing 5.5 years sober. High fives for both of us.
Yay.
Interesting study coming through, Samantha X. Australia is in the throes of a sex recession, with young Australians aged between 18 and 22 having less sex than any other age group. What the hell?
I know why. I know exactly why. They're too busy on social media. Scrolling the gram.
Scrolling. They're scrolling, not shagging.
DMing instead of shagging,
I get horny when I'm on social media, though.
Yes,
that's why I don't go on.
Porn stars.
Yeah, that's true.
Not everyone does that, Lakey.
Yeah, I do. There's one porn star I love.
Who?
Oh, her name's... She's got these big, big boobies.
Yeah, most of them do. I'm just trying to think back to like when I was 18 to 22 years of age.
Not that long ago for you, Danny.
Well, about 10 to 12 years ago, sex was a different beast. It was so much warmer back then. It was. I remember it. It felt so much warmer.
You know what I think? Young people these days, there's an element of thinking someone better is out there all the time.
Grass is always greener.
Yeah, they're always looking over their shoulder. Something's better. You know, there's going to be someone prettier, hotter, fitter, you know, richer, whatever. I reckon it's social media. They're too busy taking selfies, not sexies.
There's probably, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I would imagine you've got more older clients than younger clients.
No, not true. No.
Well,
really?
No. It's in between. You know, I get, I get young men and I get old men. And so the older I get, the younger they get.
Yeah.
is there a difference between the young blokes and the young and the old guys?
The young ones are so. I mean, look, I think men are so cute anyway. But the young ones, they're so cute. They're
are they more attentive to you? I reckon they'd be more admirable of you. I reckon they'd adore you a lot. Whereas the old men, like, they've lived enough and they think they're entitled to just
I don't get any entitled. If someone felt entitled, I'd walk out, let me tell you.
Okay.
See you later.
All, I mean, the young ones are probably slightly more nervous.
Yeah.
I remember one young, very handsome young man said to me, "Oh, you should be paying me." no. My erection went down. Went down, down, down.
That is so funny.
But yeah, look, you know, young men. I don't know, maybe women, I don't know. Is it men or women that are having less sex, does it say?
I think it's just the age group in general.
I don't know. Why do you think? I mean, how old are you? What,
26.
Yeah.
But I thought that the age would get younger that people were having sex because of social media and all the, like, you know, bikini shots that girls put up and those kind of things. Now,
yeah, but people people don't know how to connect anymore because you see those chicks who spit hot fire on Instagram with their bikini pics and you meet them in real life, they're so shy.
Yeah, they
don't know what to do. Yeah,
you speak from experience, Danny.
Yeah, oh, there are some chicks, they're so hot on Insta and you meet them in real life, boring as a loaf of bread.
That's not a very nice thing to say about me.
Not you. Not you. You multi-diversifying 11 out of 10 hottie. Let's talk some alcohol next, or lack of it at least, sex and sobriety. We'll be talking about how to feel comfortable out and about. Well, it's not having any fun, Juice. How do I do it?
The Danny Lakey Late Show Quickie. Samantha X, sex and sobriety.
Every Wednesday, every hump day, Samantha X comes in. Part-time high-class escort / on a sober journey as well. Half of it is about sex, half of it is about sobriety. Tonight, how do I feel comfortable going out and about and I don't get to have any drinks? What's tough? It's harder than it sounds. I don't have a million-dollar answer. The hard reality for me is that clubbing and bars suck when you're sober.
But they don't have to. You know, I think people feel this peer pressure, or I think I used to when I first went sober. Oh, ages, only 11 months ago. But all you do is need to be holding something, whether it's, you know, no one cares what's in the glass or in the bottle. Just hold something.
And then they just assume that you're drinking. You can carve up the decor.
Yeah, and then they get so wasted and they don't care. They don't even notice whether you're there or not, to be honest.
That's true. I used to bring non-alcoholic beers to parties when I first stopped drinking.
Right.
I'd still go through 12 to 18 non-alcoholic beers just down a habit.
Yeah, because everyone else is doing it.
Yeah, and every time I wasn't speaking, it would just hit my lips. Every time.
What does it taste like, a non-alcoholic beer?
Non-alcoholic beer. They're getting better. They're getting better. It's becoming more mainstream. You've got your Heineken Zeros and your Carlton Zeros and stuff. But because there's still so much preservatives in them, and you live quite a healthy lifestyle once you stop drinking, you'd still feel hungover the next day. It sounds ridiculous, but you have 12 to 18 non-alcoholic beers, you feel weird and gross.
Well, I have Red Bull, so I'm higher than anyone else.
Oh, you're wired. We have a friend who will, like, it's not like he's not drinking, but he'll drive everywhere, so he'll have probably one, maybe two drinks the whole night, but he's so social. Like, he'll be out till 2 a.m., but he's not even that bubbly personality-wise. He's just kind of, like, cracked it and being social, but then not having to drink.
See, alcohol's an illusion. It's actually, you think you're getting more
fun and cool,
and fun,
but you're just annoying.
But you're slurring your words, your concentration slow down.
Your lack of judgment.
Yeah, your lack of judgment is impaired. So you think it's more fun, but actually you're becoming dumbed down, a dumbed down version of yourself. You're not being the best you can be.
And your breath stinks of booze. It stinks
of
booze.
The next morning you reek.
And when I used to drink, I used to have the odd cigarette and
your hair would just stink the next morning. You'd wake up being like, ugh.
I was going to say something and I can't remember.
Oh, good radio. Samantha X, will you be back next week for more sex and sobriety?
I will.
All right. Right around the country, it's the Danny Lakey Late Show.
I wonder how fast I can say this. The Danny Lakey Late Show, quickie.
February 14th is National Condom Day. Nice.
Also Valentine's Day.
Yeah, I know. This tied in quite nicely, hasn't it? Obviously, National Condom Day is promoting the use of a condom, educating people around the need for safe sex, and probably just lifting our game. Since the grade 10 module where some pissed off PE teacher had to teach us how to roll a condom down a banana skin.
I never had to do that.
Oh, we did. And we used the same condom. We had to then roll the condom back up and try and like present it as new and stick it back in the wrapper and pass it on to the next person.
Like, come on, where's the budget in that? At least get 24 Connies.
This is a great day, and it's probably going to mark the time where I start venturing back into the condom game. When I say condom game, I'm talking about the latex bad boys.
Because you stopped, you had a bit of a rash from them, didn't you?
I did, for ages. I mean, the safer the sex I was having, the more rashy I was getting downstairs.
Ew.
Didn't make any sense. And then I realised, allergic to the latex. So I've been going non-latex for the past year or so. And that's
tell me
great.
You've been using condoms, though.
Yeah, have.
Good.
Have. Heap of Camagra as well. But yeah, condoms. I have since realised I've probably built up the antibodies again. I think I just needed a rest from the latex. I think now that it's had a non-latex year or so, a little hiatus, a little gap year down there, I'm ready to get back on the latex condoms.
Is that
the mainstream dummy? I think so.
I reckon you're probably going to try it once, get some tips, and then get the rash again.
No. I'm back in the latex condom game, guys. What I've realised is there's a lot of condoms on the market these days. I mean, a mixed assortment 12-pack is enough to give you the willies.
Good God.
131060. People who use condoms, what's the best one?
What's the best condom?
Banana.
Baby.
Minty.
The best condom.
Ribbed for her and my pleasure.
There's plenty of flavours on the market. There's plenty of patterns on the market. There's plenty of sizes. There's plenty of widths of latex.
I swear there's just your stock standard condom.
Oh, come
Maybe
on.
Maybe a few chalky pineapple strawberry flavours.
It's just your stock. Are you and the stockman using some condoms? Ah, oh, gross. okay, so, I mean... can you throw a condom suggestion in the ring just to get us started? Just your standard plain Ansell condom, comes in a blue wrapper. It'll set you back about $8.99.
There's a glow-in-the-dark one as well.
Oh, now we're talking.
There you go.
Now we're talking. Glow-in-the-dark with some strawberry lube. Yeah. Okay, I don't mind that. So what's good about the glow-in-the-dark ones? You're just fondling around. Hang on a second. I don't like having sex with the lights off. That wouldn't work. Does it glow-in-the-dark with the lights on?
I don't know. Maybe you're playing Spotlight. Or hide and seek. Oh, there
he is.
We
are slowly chipping away at Shuey Louie and the Stockman sex life.
No!
Vanilla Ansell condoms with a little late night jazz obsession with a glow in the dark one. Unbelievable scenes. Flavours, patterns, makes, brands, thicknesses, lengths. 131060. What's the best condom out there? I'm back on the latex, guys. Luke on 131060. What's the best condom on the market for me to step back into seamlessly?
Oh, Durex banana flavoured.
Nice.
Classic.
I knew that we'd get some curly flavours. Never did I think that the banana one was making a resurgence, because the last time I dealt with a banana condom was when I was in grade 10, and every grade 10 boy had one banana-flavoured condom in their wallet. It would never get used. It was more there for show and tell around the lunch area.
I feel like banana flavour is either you hate or you love, though. Like, I wouldn't be picking that as number one to go for.
It's primal, though, isn't it, Luke? I mean, if there's a bit of fellatio happening with a banana-flavoured condom, it's a banana shape that you're putting the banana-flavoured condom on. It'd be weird having a strawberry-flavoured condom.
Yeah, banana's the best one.
Yeah, unless, of course, it was the size and shape of a strawberry. But, yeah, I like it. I like that the banana's coming back. It's old school. It's retro.
Down to Coles for a pack of those?
Yeah, I think so. Can you buy them in a 12-pack, Luke, or do they just come in the mixed assortments?
I'm pretty sure they just come in mixed.
I don't think they've got the business strategy to sell a 12-pack of just straight bananas. But yeah, no, I'm down to just buy the assortment pack, throw out the other 10 useless mint, ribbed, etc., and just concentrate on the two bananas for the weekend. Jacob,
hey, what's going on?
Yeah, well, mate, a little bit nervous and apprehensive about going back to the latex condom world. You know how it is. But keen to get some tips and tricks because I'm out of the game. But what condom do you recommend?
I recommend the ultra thin ones, mate. You got to go for those ones.
Ultimate pleasure.
And what Nuffy ever even started with a, I think we should have some ultra-thick condoms, guys. I think that's going to be the way to go. And then someone in the boardroom one day just went, hang on, what if we just half the width of the thickness here? We might be onto something. I want it to be barely there. I want it to be feather light.
Yeah.
I want someone to have to do a double take and be like, are you even wearing a condom, mister?
Well, Jacob's nailed it then.
Yes, I thought I would have. Love it.
Yeah. Yeah, good. Just a thin sheath. The width of Glad wrap, preferably. Thanks, guys.
See? Told you it was quick. Want more, though? Subscribe to the podcast now for daily quickies from the Danny Lakey Late Show.